Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 1st, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the World AIDS Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindevele.com.
We've had this kind of thing done in Rwanda, and last year it was in South Sudan, and this is the third time we're doing it outside the AU Commission, and we are doing it here at Victoria Falls.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the World AIDS Day.
Zimbabwe joined the world in commemorating the World AIDS Day, which started in 1988 to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS and to work to end the epidemic.
Health Minister Dr. David Parrenyatkwa delivered the keynote address in Victoria Falls at the commemoration, saying there is need for homegrown solutions to try and reduce donor dependency. An estimated 34 million people have HIV/AIDS worldwide.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka Gibbs Nasi Musi wa one zvita izwa rekuti pasi rose rinobatana iro mukucherechedza zuva rinenge richi rangarirwa kana kuti nezvechirwere cheHIV AIDS nasi kuZimbabwe memberero idzi dzanga dziri kuVictoria Falls kunova iko kwaNkwine gurukota rinoona nezveutano Dr. David Parrenyatkwa nevamwewo vari muchirongwa ichochi chekudzivirira kutapuriranwa kwechirwere cheHIV AIDS. Gibbs.
Yabambe zulu kandaba lingachona njani lapho likona kona ngapoke ngemakhaya tina hayi siphelile sibili owamagama lamhlake ingxoxo yethu sikhuluma ngelanga eliqakathekileyo kakhulu ele World AIDS Day. Sizwile ke ukuthi eZimbabwe abantu bebethe gwaqa khona ngale ke Blessing Victoria Falls lapho kade kulo mphathi intambo wezempila kahle umnumzana David Parrenyatkwa bese kubuya ke labanye abavela kunhlanganiso ye-African Union. Sizwile kakhulu ukuthi kukhulunywe okuningi bekhuluma ngokuthi ke imali iyafunakala ukuthi abantu ke behlaselane lo mkhuhlane lo. Sizwile njalo ukuthi bakhona abanye abaphila legcwale HIV kanye le-AIDS akade bekhona ngale emhlanganweni abacelwe ukuthi bakhulume bethula ke abakufunayo bona besithi kumele benanzwe kakhulu ngoba isimo sabo singazani singeke sahamba kahle nxa ukuthi bengatholi okumele bakuthole. Ye, sizwile njalo ke ukuthi ke eZimbabwe lilizwe Blessing engani lile uhlelo lwe-AIDS levy okuthiwa ke luyasebenza kakhulu bajayo ihlombe sibili ngabantu abavela ku-AU laba sikhuluma ngabantu abavela eSwaziland Tanzania Zambia lamanye amazwe besithi i-AIDS levy leyi ikhanya siyathola about $150 million so kwadlula ke i-7 years kusayensi wakhonoko so bati malile yangata akulu
honguka sekuta ora kurikuita Gibbs chirongwa che AIDS leave chekuti varikushanda vanenge vachibatirwa mari chinonzi ichiri kuyemurwa zvakanyanya nenyika dzakawanda nekuti vazhinji vanovimba nemari dzinenge dzichibva kune vekunze kana kuti hatingati madona asi Zimbabwe iri kuonekwa kuti pachirongwa icho chichi iri kuwanisa kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe nevanhu vemuZimbabwe vasvagire mari yavo vega vasinganyanyo ende kunze uko kuti vaende kunotsvaga mari dzekutenga mishonga yemaARV nezvimwe zvinodiwa pakurwisana nechirwere ichochi chemukondombera. Saka nyika dzakawanda dziri kutodzidza kubva kuZimbabwe pamusoro penyaya yekurwisa denda Gibbs. Any guest at the moment?
We understand that we have got Professor Elope Sibanda, who is a health expert. Is working with the University of Zimbabwe, a National University of Science and Technology. Professor Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening to you.
Thank you so much.
Professor Sibanda, of course, the world today is commemorating the World AIDS Day. Would you say we have made significant progress in fighting this epidemic?
As one of those people who started his career with the start of AIDS, the emergence of AIDS in 1984 was when I started my medical career. And now, 2014, I can certainly say a lot of progress has been made in the last 30 years. We are now able to treat this condition and to manage it, and we are not at the stage where we were when the people were just dying from the disease. So in the last 30 years, we've made a lot of progress, internationally and nationally.
What do you think were the major challenges that you faced in tackling the disease?
There are different phases. The very first phase, our biggest challenge was stigma. People just did not want to be known to be infected. That phase was also associated with fear. People were afraid. And thirdly, that first phase, we were faced with a situation where doctors did not know what to do with the disease. We didn't have medicines, and we just were as blank as the patient. That was the first phase, and its challenges. Then in the 90s, our biggest challenge was sheer volumes of people who were infected. And the disparity between the volumes of people infected and the availability of drugs to manage them. Not only the availability of drugs, but also the availability of expertise from the medical profession to handle this disease, which was new to most of us. I think the final phase that you're talking about is really a phase of success, where, one, most of our healthcare workers know how to deal with the disease. The problem of stigma has almost been overcome. Most people accept the condition. The drugs are more readily available and they are affordable. And the numbers of people that are infected are decreasing. So that's the final phase, which brings us to 2014.
Thank you so much, Professor Sibanda. Please do stay on the line. Professor Sibanda, vari kutivo zvinhu zvinenge zviri kufamba muchirongwa chekurwisa chirwere ichochi HIV AIDS vachitaura kuti pachakatanga vanhu vaitya kuti munhu atonzi ane chirwere ichocho vanhu vanga vasingadi kuti zvizivikanwe mishonga yanga ichiri kunetsa kuti vanhu vaiwane asi iko zvino vari kuona kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvaanani vanhu vaakunzwisisa uye mishongawo yekuti vanhu vange vachirapwa inenge iripo. I think we are being joined by our second guest, Gibbs, that is Mrs. Martha Tolana of the Zimbabwe Network of Women Living Positively with HIV/AIDS. Mrs. Tolana, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great. My Tolana, ngati tarisei.
Hello? I just want to correct, the organization is International Community of Women Living with HIV/AIDS.
International Community?
Of Women Living with HIV. Yes, the acronym is ICW.
ICW.
Yes.
Tangataka kupai imwe sangano.
Yes.
Regarditi, mai Tolana tichitarisa nyaya yekurwisa chirwere ichochi chemukondombera. Mukati Zimbabwe yashika papi tichitarisawo zvamuri kuona zviri kuitika nemasangano amunoshanda nawo?
Parizvino kunewo progress nezvipimo kwekuti zviri kudzoka mumashure. Tinenge tiri mumashure pane zvimwe. Ndofunga ndikangoti handisi kuona tati tanyatsoti taapo chaipo chaipo. Nekuti mukondombera HIV inenge inoramba ichichinja nekuti tiri kudzidza zvakawanda nguva nenguva. Saka zviri kuuya zviri very fast. Saka ndofunga kuti kuti tikwanise kufamba neinformation yatinenge takuziva tinenge tinosarira mumashure mbichana. Asi pari zvino ndinofunga kuti takuziva zvakawanda pamusoro peHIV. Kana takuziva zvakawanda kuti zvipatara zvizhinji nemakliniki mazhinji ari kukwanisa kubatsira vanhu vanenge vaine hutachiwana vari kurarama nehutachiwana hweHIV. Asizve tiri kuona kuti kuchine kumwe kunoti netsei kwekuti stigma rusarura. Kusemwa kunenge kuchiripo muvanhu. Ndikanyanyotarisa pavana, ndofunga dambudziko pavana nderekuti vana havasi kuudzwa. Vana variko vanenge vazvarwa vari HIV positive. Dzimwe nguva havasi kutaurirwa kana kuti vanowana hutachiwana vachiri vadiki. Asi ndofunga pane mubereki zvinenge zviri kuomera vabereki kuti vataurire mwana kuti mwanangu une chirwere cheHIV. Uyezve vamwe vanenge vachirarama nehutachiwana vanenge vanoti nesekei futi kuti vataurire vana kuti inini mubereki wako ndine HIV. Asi kunewo vamwe asitiri kuona kuti mbijana tirikudini tirikuwedzera. Asi pavana apa ndofunga pamwe pacho pari kuitwa nekuti kuchikoro vamwe vakaziva vanozvibata sei. Nekuti ndofunga mamwe mashoko ekubatsira paHIV achiri mumashure haasiri kuenderana nekuti izvozvi mumwe munhu anenge asina kuchibatira pabonde asi kuti akazvarwa ainazvo. Iye munhu waane 20 years aakutsvaga wanano 25 years ane hutachiwana akazvarwa ainawo ari kutsvagawo wanano. Saka papo panoti netsei nekuti panenge paka mwana anenge asina kupiwa achikura kuti chii kuti meseji yaari kunzwa ndeyekuti ane hutachiwana akahuwanira pabonde. Saka ndofunga ndo mamwe matambudziko atinawo kuti patinofanirwa kushanda chaizvo kuti pavana apa nemuzvikoro kuti vana vazive kuti hakusiri kungoti chete. Ndaiona futi madhirama dzimwe nguva anenge achiitwa muchikoro kuti munhu ari kuenda mumabhawa achirarana neupi neupi ndiye anowana hutachiwana. Asi ndofunga meseji yedu inofanirwa kuti ichinje ichienderana nezviripo mazuva ano.
Aiwa, masimudza mashoko akakosha zvikuru. What Maitola is saying is that of course progress has been made, but she's still very, very worried about the issue of stigma, especially in children. You know, there's this mother-to-child transmission. She's saying that sometimes mothers are finding it very difficult to tell their children that they are HIV positive until, you know, they struggle when they now want to get married, and even for them to understand it, you know, it's difficult. People think they were promiscuous and some of those issues. Maybe it's a question that we need to pose to Professor Sibanda.
Yeah, kunjalo ke baba Sibanda uyazwela lapha umama uyakhuluma uto kuhluphayo kakhulu ukuthi nxa umuntu anasekhula khulile wazibona ukuthi ulo mkhuhlane lo awuthola kwampani ezalwa ngani uyahlupha phoke istigma esinje sethenozia.
Hayi, stigma lesi siyahlupha njengoba umama lo ekhulumile. Sihlupha indawo mbili, sihlupha umzali, sihlupha umntwana, sihlupha uteacher. bonke abantu labo abale involvement lo mntwana kuyabakhathaza ukuthi bajone njengoba kukhulunywa ukuthi kungabe istigma lesana singaphele umuntu ongumzali uyesaba ukutshela umntwana ngoba uzacaba umntwana uzamcabanga uzambona amkhangele njani uzamkhangela njani njengoba kuthiwa umkhudlane lo ngabantu abangaziphathanga kuhle. So kufanele kube lesifundiso esihle kakhulu khonapho ukuthi umkhuhlane ngumkhuhlane uyafanana ne-cancer lani lani akula mkhuhlane omuntu ahamba wayawukhe esihlahleni ukuthi sengifuna umkhuhlane lo ngiwufake esikhwameni wenzakala ukuthi singakhuluma ngakho konokho sizama ukuxwayisa abantu kuhle ingxenye kungaba ngcono khonapho ebantwaneni kulapho kusasenzima khona. Okunye ongakhulunywanga ngumama yikuthi iproblem esiyibonayo kulezi nsuku ivame ebantwaneni abale minyaka bu-16 to 25 ikakhulu abantwana abauba ngomama amankazana 16 to 25 kulapho esesibona umkhuhlane lo ungakapheli kuhle khona. Abadala labana sekungcono, abancane laba sanda ukuzala sekungcono ukuthi umuntu ngathi esinxa ezithwele usehlehlolo ukuthi umkhuhlane ungabe ukhona yini ahlelatshwe esazithwele ukuthi ngesikhathi ekhululeka umntwana kukalutshwana ukuthi akhululeke kathesi lo nyaka ukuthi umntwana akhululeke enomkhuhlane ngaphandle kwalabo abangazange bezuzixetsha lokuyabonana lokuyabhaliswa kuyabhalisa lokukhululekele ezibhedlela. Abakhululekele ezibhedlela iningi labo abazali babo basebeselatshwa ukuthi umntwana ezalwa laphana ahlazalwe engelamkhuhlane. So kusasele bridge ekhona khonapho kuma-late teenagers 16 to 25 ngokuthi labo ngesikhathi bezalwa 16 years ago sasingaqalisa ukwelapha abazali bonke. So bakhuthwa isikhathi, that's number one. Yibo abakhulunywa ngusisi la. Number two, umkhuhlane iyavama kuyona ne-age group ngenxa yokuthi kwesaba lokhuyana esasilakho kuma-1990s late 80s abazange bekubone babe ngabantwana. So sekuyinganekwane zabazali ukuthi umkhuhlane wokwahlupha. So abantwana abangama-teenagers nxa sebesenza ama-experimentation abo kusuka kudlulela phambili bekusuke bebamba umkhuhlane besasebancane.
So Professor Sibanda is actually acknowledging that there is a problem like what Mrs. Tolana is saying, that you know this age group between 15 and 25 is the same age group that didn't get a lot of counseling maybe during the times when the disease was coming into, you know, into light. So he says at the end of the day it's problematic, but people should actually come out in the open and say, okay, this disease is just like any other disease, like cancer, you know, or any other. So he says there's really need to tackle that kind of problem within the age groups 15 to 25.
But Professor Sibanda, if I may just ask one question quickly, at what age should a parent sit down with a child? You know, there's this mother-to-child transmission. At what age should a parent sit down with a child and talk about the disease?
With all due respect, parents are parents. And in our culture, the gap between parent and child is wide. We used to live in a time when the aunties were coming in and they were nearer to the child than a parent is. That gap psychologically is still there. So I think what I personally suggest, I don't know what the guidelines say, is that it's better for the parents to seek help, professional help, as soon as they know, and then the professionals can then lead them and lead them and see at what point both parties are ready, and also coach them how best to advise the child. Because the way you communicate this disease is a very emotional way. Parents will be emotional, children will be emotional. So you need somebody like a counselor who will bridge the two. And my suggestion, as soon as the parent knows, let them seek help. There's no date or time when you can tell a child. It's a process, and it can take a year or two before both parties are ready. But what needs to be acknowledged is that we should not delay the treatment of a child in order to wait until the parents, the child knows about the situation. This should be balanced there. Safety, health first, safety first. But the process should be held very, very delicately because its implications are longstanding.
Thank you, Professor. Mrs. Tolana, let's talk about the availability of drugs. Are they readily available? Because we have had reports of some people complaining that they are now being sold on the black market?
Yeah, I think this we've heard this ever since the start of provision of ARVs in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. It has been, I think it has been a common refrain that sometimes you get to the hospital, they are not drugs, but you are accosted by someone as soon as you leave. Mm-hmm. As soon as you leave and say, oh, which drug did you want? You know, I do have them. And for a cost, of course. And because people now know and they are desperate, they'll go for that. But not knowing that they are putting themselves in danger. But I think, as far as I know, I think there's been great strides in trying to combat the theft of drugs. Although I think in any situation, there's, you know, a lot of times the new tricks will be, you know, will be engaged. Mm-hmm. I also read the recent report, and this is something that I wouldn't say is not happening, mm-hmm. because sometimes we do hear people, we do say we have enough stock from the Minister of Health and National Health Council. There are enough stocks, but at times you hear people who say they couldn't get the drugs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So in many ways it's very difficult. But I think we need to ramp up our treatment literacy and advocacy for the communities, so that really communities, if people do not buy from the black market, it means they won't be, no one will be, you know, mm-hmm. they won't be, because the people who are selling won't be able to sell them to anyone. Or even, I think the problem that we have now is that with a lot of things, commodities in Zimbabwe, people simply have now got used to getting things. If you can't find something that you really need, mm-hmm. and you get it on the black market, you just buy it. Mm-hmm. Look what happened with basics like sugar, you know, food, basic food. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's no cooking oil in the supermarket tomorrow, and someone is selling them, you know, the answer will definitely go and buy. Mm. So I think that's the same situation, because this is a matter of life and death for people who are living with HIV. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, yeah. Mrs. Tolana. For those of you who are just joining us.
I also wanted to come in on the when to disclose.
Uh-huh.
I think that when the fact that we are still asking that question, to me, that's the proof of the stigma that we have. Mm-hmm. In the society. When do I disclose to my child? Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I was told I was burdening my child by telling him my condition. But, you know, today, she's 11, and I'm happy that I did what I did when I did. Before she could even start talking, she would see that I'm taking these medicines, mm-hmm. and I talk about them. But it meant, along these years, I now go at a pace without having to worry. How much do I tell her? She just knows that she's my treatment supporter now. So for me, I think we need to change the way I wouldn't want anyone else, you know, telling my child. I think it becomes different now when they are, when you get infected, maybe children are a bit older and you have to break it to a child who's, you know, older. So we now understand issues, and there's all this stigma around. Then it becomes difficult. Mm-hmm. But also for me, when I was disclosing, I also wanted to be prepared when my child tested. If she was going to be positive, I wanted to be able to be ready and able and comfortable enough to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, we need to acknowledge that it's a personal decision, and what works best for it. I don't think we can have a formula, but I think we just need to look at our family situation and look at how best can we actually make sure that we are living a balanced life, mm-hmm. as a family. Because for us to be able to function out there in the society, there needs to be balance in the family.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
I think we're joined by a third guest, and that is Mr. Sipho Mahlangu, who is an HIV/AIDS activist and is based in Matabele North Province. Mr. Mahlangu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you very much. Although I'll be with you for a short time.
Hayi kulungile ke. Ususe basini konapho?
Yes.
Ya okay, ngamafutshane nje akusitele ukuthi elihlangana lakho ngamalanga ekuyini ungani kunzima.
Ama challenges akhangelane nje balikhuluma ngabantwana la. Ama issues stigma. Kule issue ukuthi umntwana yena ngokwakhe abe lokuzisisa ukuthi i-HIV yini kusathi isikhathi. And then kube le issue yokuthi umntwana uphenduka abe yi-object. Kuyi-object of PT yini kumbe kuyi-stepboard le abadala bathethisana ngayo. All those issues they come into play.
Kodwa-ke linangikwenu imali liyithola ngaphi nxa kuyukuthi umembi ufuna imali yokuthi welatshwe kumbe into ezinjalo?
Lesilodubo lokurelya nge-social assistance esiyithola kuhulumende, but ama-procedures akhona sengathi ahlupha. Ungananzeleli ukuthi ama-coffers vele i-social health ahlale engela lutho. So sesirelya wona ama-aid service organization abakhona abalozwelo alama-program abantwana ama-office. Yiwo asincedisayo kakhulu ekubhadaleni la masikilisisa abantwana lokukhiphethe futhi amanidi abantwana abangamankazana abancane la.
Ye, nxa sesikhangela ama-ARV-ke liwathola ngaphi? Ahluphi yini?
Ama-ARVs alokuhlupha sinxa isipesialisi ebantwaneni abancane ama-suspension kule sikhathi sokuthi aswelakala bese sikhathi sibuyela kwisystem yona leyani yokukrasha amaphilisi. Yikho kuba buhlungu kakhulu khonokho ngoba sabesezinye izindlela zokuthi umntwana lwana athitheka ama-drugs lawana engamkhathazi ngokuba solid. Sabesisebenzisa izindlela eziningi ezinye ngeziyani ododoti ezingalinganga sokuhlanganisa lokunye sending i-chemical component ye-drug.
Hhayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ukuthi uyatravela nje, siza kuxolela okwanamhlanje.
Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu-ke mahlanga, ungadinwa kusasa.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so you're saying that the problem is that most people don't access ARVs and at times some of the ARVs that are targeted for kids, they are in a solid form, so they have to crush them, mix them with something, but while they're doing that they almost lose a certain kind of chemical composition, which is very dangerous according to him. And he says those kids that have got HIV, in most cases the school, they become sort of like objects of pity. When some people know that, this kid is HIV positive, they start touting her and, those kind of things. So she says that's a problem. Even at home, he says when parents are fighting, they'll start talking about the kid as well, using her or him as a scapegoat for certain things.
Talk to the professor about that later on. But of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the World AIDS Day. Just some facts about the disease. Of course, World AIDS Day started in 1988 to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS and work to end the epidemic. HIV, or human immunodeficiency virus, is a virus that attacks the body's immune system. HIV can progress into AIDS, and the final state of the infection when the body is unable to fight a disease or infection. And of course, an estimated 34 million people have HIV, that is HIV/AIDS worldwide. And of course, sub-Saharan Africa has the most people living with HIV in the world, and 70% of all new HIV infections occur there, that is in sub-Saharan Africa, that is in Africa. And in 2013, there were an estimated 24.7 million cases in the region, that is in Africa. This is according to the World Health Organization. And of course, there is no cure for HIV, but antiretroviral drugs, or ART, have helped people live longer with the virus. In 2013, 12.9 million people received the drug therapy. This is also according to the World Health Organization. And from 2005 to 2013, AIDS-related deaths globally have decreased by almost 40% across age groups. So those are some of the facts, Gibbs. We'll be back. Professor Sibanda, stay on the line, and also Mrs. Tolana. Our radio listeners, go to www.voizimbabwe.com. We are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube. Stay tuned.